Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is Rich Jones, host of Jacksonville's Morning News, heard weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. on News 104.5 WOKV. Thanks for listening to our Jacksonville's Morning News podcast. If you haven't yet, subscribe to the Burrish Daily Discussion podcast and the Mark Kay Show. Don't forget, head to iTunes or Google Play and leave a review. Thanks for listening.
Good morning. I'm Adam Kirk in for Rich Jones on Jacksonville's Morning News. We're going to bring in Fox's Rachel Sutherland live from D.C. to talk about the breaking news of the morning, which is Joe Biden running for president. Of course, the former vice president. He posted a video this morning explaining his rationale for that.
But if we give Donald Trump 8 years in the White House, he will forever and fundamentally alter the character of this nation, who we are. And I cannot stand by and watch that happen.
He takes a lot of shots at President Trump in that video. You can watch it right now at WOKV.com. We'll bring in Rachel. What do you think his chances are? I mean, everybody's tossing around the fact that he's probably a front runner. Is that the case in this huge crowded field of Democrats right now?
Right. Well, Joe Biden is number 20, if you'll believe it, to jump into the Democratic race for the White House. But according to the latest average of polls, according to Real Clear Politics, and this is before he jumped in, he was leading the pack at 29%, Bernie Sanders at 23%, followed by Kamala Harris and Pete Buttigieg, who's come out of nowhere, South Bend, Indiana. So he has been leading even before getting in. And I know he's going after the unions, the backing of the unions, and the union vote, which he's going to try to appeal to some of those who are in the middle who maybe voted for President Trump in 2016 and try to snag them back. I think that's part of his strategy. He's going to be in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania on Monday, obviously a key state for any Democrat to win in 2020.
And certainly Pittsburgh will embrace him as it does more liberal Democratic candidates all the time. Speaking of that, do we expect Barack Obama to perhaps embrace his former vice president?
Well, we've gotten some statements, one from a spokesperson saying that President Obama is the best decision he ever made selecting Joe Biden as his running mate in 2008. But then a source familiar with the Obama's thinking says that they're not going to get behind any specific candidate this early in the primary process. They're not expected to. Preferring instead to let the candidates make their own cases directly to the voters. So it's not like President Obama would never support Joe Biden, but it is a little surprising that he's not jumping in right away.
Yeah, that is. And he would be a powerful ally if he were to jump in to help Joe Biden, especially this early on. Biden already has the name recognition. We're going to stay on top of the story right here on News 104.5 WOKV. Fox's Rachel Sutherland joining us live. Thank you very much.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.